I was living in Baltimore at the time, and I was visiting my girlfriend. I was driving home from Frederick on Route 40. I saw lights starting to follow my car. They came down out of the sky. It was very late at night. They then flew off, and it scared me very badly, of course. And the next thing I knew is my car was ripped off, literally ripped off the side of the road, of the highway. And I thought I was going to crash. The next thing I remember is I must have hit my head or blacked out or something, because I remember sort of staggering out of the car, climbing, sort of staggering around to the right side of the car. I was off the highway at this point. And there was a bright light in front of me. And I looked to the right, and there were five little guys. I was led into a saucer, for lack of a better word, and I was led into a room, and some sort of an operation was performed on me. I thought that I was somehow a little bit different, maybe a little unusual, maybe singled out because, for example, I was in very good health, I was a professional athlete. In retrospect, I don't think any of those things were the reason. I think my feeling is that it was very random, that I was in the wrong place at their right time.
Let us mention here that if you're interested in learning more about Michael's story, you'll find it told in much greater detail in Chapter 3 of Bud Hopkins' Missing Time.